From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Well, long sunny days are one of the hallmarks of this time of year, and we've had quite a few lately. But what about for this Seafair weekend? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's also going to give us an update on the Northwest wildfire season, now in full swing. First, Cliff, let's hear your Seafair forecast.
Well, it looks like it'll be cooler than normal this weekend, but the rain's going to hold off till the end of Sunday. So I think most activities will be fine. The basic situation is that there's an upper-level trough that's right now approaching the northwest. It's unusual for this time of the year, but it's there. And as that trough approaches, it's going to bring cooler than normal air into us. And later in the weekend, I think we'll see rain that'll extend into Monday. So temperatures on Saturday probably get up to 68, 69, mainly sunny. So Saturday's going to be quite a good day. Sunday, temperatures getting up to about the same level, but you'll see increasing clouds during the afternoon, and rain could be in on Sunday around dinner time. So later in the afternoon, you have a real danger of precipitation, but the first part of the day should be fine. Monday, that's going to be a day that'll have a lot more rain, cooler temperatures, highs in the upper 60s. So that'll probably be the wettest day. And it looks like a ridge of high pressure will develop during midweek, so temperatures should surge back into the 70s again.
So kind of an iffy Seafair weekend.
Well, not so bad. I mean, the rain's not going to come in till the end of Sunday. So Saturday be great. Sunday morning, where a lot of the activities are going on, should be fine. It's just that barbecue outside. Sunday evening could be problematic. That's when people should be worried.
Got it. Now, what about the wildfire situation? You've given an update this week on your blog on how we're doing.
Well, it started. We've had very few wildfires through June and most of July. And the reason was that, we had much cooler temperatures than last year. So temperatures have been near normal. Precipitation's been near normal. And so the fire season has been basically normal, one in which we really don't have many fires in June and the first part of July. But then late July, the temperatures surged. And 4 or 5 days of warm temperatures, particularly in eastern Washington, were enough to push us over, to dry the surface enough, and we had a series of fires that formed. Now, most of these were big grass fires. They weren't up in the mountains, but we do have about 10 major fires around the region right now. That's in Oregon and Washington. And some have extended to thousands of acres, so some of them are pretty significant in size.
Yeah, and some of the major ones, like the Range 12 fire near Hanford, that one looks like it's pretty much under control, 90% contained at this point. So the conditions are nowhere near as bad as they were, for example, last year.
That's right. I mean, last year we had amazingly warm conditions, early spring, mid-spring and early summer. It was amazing. And with those kind of temperatures, things dried out. This year, we didn't have that. Stream flow is near normal. Snowpack was near normal. So there's a reason why we didn't have a lot of fires. One thing I should point out, another big issue here is wind. We have a trough come through, after we've been warm, and that brings lightning and thunder, and that may start some smoldering low little fires. But what really causes them to burst into large fires is when wind hits. And when the trough moves past, a lot of times cool air comes into western Washington, and these strong winds form in Ellensburg, Wenatchee, and in some of the valleys in the eastern Cascades, and that can really rev up these fires. So to get a fire, we need to have dry conditions, which are associated with heat. Then we need something that ignites it. That could be either a human being careless or some lightning. And then when you get wind, that often occurs when cool air comes into western Washington, that tends to really rev up these fires.
But it sounds like, generally speaking, you're guessing that this fire season will be maybe even below average this year.
I think that's possible. I'm looking at the forecast right now. We have this trough coming in, cool conditions with rain. Most of the models suggest that we're not going to get the big ridging and high temperatures like last year. So I think this is going to be a modest season at best. And remember, we only have another month and a half of the fire season, because temperatures will cool down and rain will return generally end of August into September.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we speak every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.